Phil Smith, live from South Bank this morning. G'day, Phil. What's happening?
Well, we're in the process of seeing some very happy people make some other people very happy indeed. This morning, the Pat Carroll running group that runs through the city every morning have managed to pull together $19,000 that they've just donated to the Childhood Cancer Support Group. Bill Watson is CEO with Childhood Cancer Support. Tell us a bit of the story, formed by a couple of families more than 30 years ago.
Yeah, good day, mate. How are you going? Yeah, Childhood Cancer Support was formed about 32 years ago by a group of people that just came down to Brisbane Hospital. They had there's no services available for children with oncology situations, so they put to about $100 in the till and decided to form Childhood Cancer Support.
And so far they've built or bought any number of houses. I think there's five or six so far and plans for another seven. Now, one of the runners here is our Deputy Premier, whose best time, I want to tell you, over 3 kilometres is 14.06. Is that right, Anna Bligh?
That's my personal best. I admit to not having done it for a couple of months, though, but we have a 3K time trial as this group every month, so you get regularly reminded of how much more work you've got to do.
I got to say, those are not running shoes, nor a running outfit. She's looking a little bit upscale amongst all these sweaty bodies here, Pat Carroll's team. They're a generous mob.
Look, it's a great running group. We come to it because we want the exercise, but there's something about this group that's a bit special, and I think this check today shows that. It's a group with heart. There's a lot of people from a lot of different backgrounds, and many of them have had their lives touched by illness or you know, other things in their own families, so they've all come together. We've done this with a donation of a gold coin every week, so it takes a long time, but we've got there. And Pat's partner, it's a very special program, this one, because it was one that assisted Pat's partner some 11 years ago when she had a little boy who died of a liver tumour when he was just two. So that's a story that everyone in the group knows, and I think that drove us on to make sure we always remember the gold coin. But as I said, this is a group that runs with heart.
It's one of those stories, Spencer, where Pat and Sue, when their little boy was diagnosed, you know, they spent so many nights sleeping on the hospital floor and trying to work out what was going on, and they met other families, and many of them from outside Brisbane with nowhere to stay. And that was the basic foundation then of the Childhood Cancer Support Group. $19,000 later, there's another deposit on some more accommodation. And this group, as you say, special group, what's their sense of belonging in this inner city area?
What this group does is bring people together from all over Brisbane. Now, while we meet at the Ship Inn here, right in the heart of South Bank, three times a week, we find there are people from all over the city because they come here, they run, and then they go to work in the CBD. So it brings together the widest possible group of people from teenagers, who are pretty fast, I can tell you, to a group of middle-aged mums like me who are at the back of the pack. We call ourselves the Labradors. But it inspires all of us to keep fit, to keep active. And it's a group of people who just, I think the running together brings us together as a group. And despite all of our different backgrounds, there are things that we all believe. We've got strong values about things like supporting the community. And you see that this morning with this donation.
Well, I'll let you get on the run. And obviously, you've got plenty of things to do on the other side of the river this morning.
In my defence, in this outfit this morning, I'm on my way to Parliament House and I couldn't turn up there in my running gear. But I do run with the group very regularly, and they're a great inspiration to me. It'd be easy for me many mornings to pull the blanket over my head, but I come out because I know if I didn't, this lot would be on my back.
Well, Spencer, if ever you give up breakfast radio, you could take up running in the city.
Yes, indeed, but I probably wouldn't wear the high heels to do it either. Phil Smith, thank you, with Deputy Premier Anna Bligh. And terrific, that just under $20,000 being donated, being collected. Gold coin here, gold coin there, and being handed over this morning to the Childhood Cancer Support Group.